Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. Barbara DeLong has been a seeker of the mysteries of spirituality and a practitioner for more than a half a century, of at least what she will admit to. And during the time, she has become an international known podcasting host, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister as well, and documentarian. She painted the Cosmic Deck of Initiation, which is a hand-painted deck of Mandela cards to be used for private divination and spiritual growth, and also wrote the handbook that goes with that deck. In this year, she co-authored Before Roswell, The Secret History of UFOs with Ken Godswad. Her website is a teaching site combining personal information and a plethora of spiritual information and insight. Barbara, welcome to the program. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too.
What took you so long to write this book?
Well, I'll tell you something. Ken and I both did a lot of work on it, but mostly it was Patrick Cook's work that we worked from, and he was my late husband.
Oh, well, we miss him. He was a great guest on our program.
I know. I sat up many hours with him while he was talking to you. What happened was when Patrick passed away, I couldn't keep my website and his wife's website going, so I checked to make sure that everything from his website was in any of his 3 books, and the only 2 sections that were not, I put onto my website, the UFO section and the giant section. And Ken was writing a book about Before Roswell, and he stumbled across my website, and it was goose heaven for him. And so he called and asked if he could use the material, and I said, sure, go ahead. And then he called back and said, why don't we do it together? And so we did, and a lot of the material that is in the book is material that Patrick had gathered, so it was really a lot of fun for me. And both Ken and I added material to it, and it came together so rapidly and so beautifully. It was an exciting adventure and took me back to my roots, because I got started into this field because I saw a UFO and it landed on my campus when I was in college in the 60s. And so it was kind of going back to source for me and returning to a field that I've been fascinated in for obviously decades.
Now, how far back do you go back investigating past UFO cases?
Well, actually, I think the last date that we have in the book is 270,000 years BCE.
Wow.
Obviously, it was not printed material, but it was in the Sumerian kings list, and in the Sumerian kings list, their kings reigned in the sky, so they had to fly into the sky to reign.
And you go all the way back up to a year before the Roswell episode.
No, to Roswell.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was an amazing adventure to me because. There are over 300 instances that we have identified, but it is a wonderful book because it's all peaceful and it's calm, and it does show the difference between how UFO sightings were treated and how people reacted to them before Roswell, and then after Roswell, how fear started to come in and conspiracy and concealing and hiding information, so that there is an amazing shift in public perception and how the government treats it.
What do you think the moment was for that, Barbara? Was it Roswell or was it a little before that?
It was probably before that because certainly there were crashed UFOs that Russia had and Germany had and we had, but it brought it into public knowledge, you know, and it was sort of like these were physical things that we've seen in the sky and we really didn't know what they were, but they were, isn't it cool? Let's sit and watch them. And then after that, the movies and everything else started to demonize the UFOs. And to be perfectly honest, I truly believe that the UFOs were here before we were. So in a way, we are the invaders and we are the aliens. And so I get very upset when people take a negative attitude towards them because the governments our government anyhow, and our country has made it into something to fear. And if it were anything to fear, we would have been fearing it a long time ago.
I think you're absolutely right. And what is your personal perception, your personal views? I'm sure you have them by now.
On
just what these things are.
Well, I think that they were, and actually are now, right now in the sky, you don't know who owns what. They don't have name tags on. Everybody's got, you know, vehicles that they're trying to fly the same way that the UFOs fly. In my personal belief system, they were originally, for the most part, drones that were being sent to check out the planet. And after the Rendlesham Forest incident, I truly believe that some of them are time travelers, you know, just checking us out and seeing what we're doing and how we're doing. So and as far as aliens go, I don't think anybody's an alien. We all come from the same source, and I think calling humanity and every living thing around the family of man is inappropriate. We are the children of creation.
Are you a believer in God, Barbara?
Absolutely. There is absolutely a source of creation, yes.
And I would guess the beings, the ET beings, are looking for that same thing we are, aren't they?
I would absolutely, totally agree. I think the thing is, everybody's religions have become so corporately oriented that they've taken the spiritual essence away, and they've created an old man in the sky, and that's not true. God is not a person.
Oh, I agree with that. Let's go through some of these UFO cases after Roswell. Just buzz through them really quickly. Operation Paperclip. Tell us more about that.
Operation Paperclip were the people that came after the war. Wait a minute, let me check.
After World War II, yeah.
Yeah, yes, there have been a lot of them, haven't there been?
Too many.
Paperclip were the people that we quote-unquote rescued and brought over to this country And they're the ones that helped to develop the atom bomb.
In some of the cases that we're going to talk about tonight, people have never heard them before. This will be a first time. You said that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, wrote some kind of top secret memo. What was that about?
Well, he was talking. It was to the Special Committee on Non-Terrestrial Science and Technology, obviously saying that there were non-terrestrials out there, and you know, sort of trying to come to grips with the reality that our planet is not the only one harboring intelligent life beings. So.
And that was in 1944.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Now, back in 42, we've heard the story of the Battle of Los Angeles, that we were shooting at something because people could hear pings when the missiles or bullets or whatever we were blasting away at were hitting these things, but nothing happened.
It didn't actually hit them. Many years ago, Patrick and I had a man who had actually been at the Battle of Los Angeles. He's been a child. And he watched the whole thing from his bedroom window. And he said that he was watching it, and while the planes and the batteries on shore were shooting at it, they exploded before they actually hit the ship. And the shrapnel came down, and there was collateral damage. And people were hurt, and I believe there were even a few casualties, that it was the shrapnel from our armaments that were coming down and hurting people. And the next day, he and his friends all went out to the beach and collected the shrapnel for the Army. And they got paid for every piece of shrapnel they brought back.
That was amazing. That was 1942, where a lot of people thought the Japanese might have been doing something.
Yeah, they thought initially that it was incoming Japanese fighters. And it was just, you know, one large ship from what this man, you know, told us about, and it moved very slowly up the coast. It wasn't bothering anybody. It was very reminiscent of Phoenix Lights, the ship that moved up California's coast that Lynn Cattai did such a wonderful
job. That's right, 1997 episode.
Yeah, very reminiscent of that.
Lots of pilots during World War II saw what they thought were Foo Fighters, little tiny discs flying all over the place. You investigated that?
Everybody investigated it. We thought it was Japanese or the Russians or the Germans, and they thought it was us. And when they finally compared notes, they found out that it wasn't either.
Wow. I've got a whole list of these episodes. I'm going to skip a few of them for time purposes. But
sure.
In 1917, you say that there was a human that shot down a UFO. Tell us about that.
That's one of my favorite. That's the one thing in the book that I swear is going to someday be a question on a quiz show someplace. It was, let's see, wait a minute. I want to get it right here. It was 1927, and it was...
It was 1917, sorry.
And it was Baron Manfred von Richthofen. Richthofen, it's German.
The German pilot, right?
Yeah, and he was known as the Red Baron. And he had shot down 80 enemy planes for the Germans during World War One. But he's the first human in history to gun down an alien spaceship. And what's fascinating is that there was another pilot who saw the same thing. And, you know, they reported it. He immediately shot it down. It crashed by the woods, and two pilots got out and ran into the woods. They were never seen again. And, they reported it. And nobody said anything or did anything. They were probably told to keep quiet. And they thought that perhaps it might have been some military reconnaissance of some sort by the U.S., but obviously it wasn't. And that's one of the things that he is very famous for and yet never given credit for.
No, that's a story that's kind of been buried. Another story, 1917, is something I've talked about quite often, Barbara, and that is the Fatima in Portugal, where the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but everybody says that the sun came down, and I've always said it was a UFO that they saw.
Yep. I do believe it was, and there were, 50 to 100,000 people there, and it was raining, apparently, when all of this happened, and... reporters and all, it was a large silver object. And they also had the, they called them flowers or snow, unusual snow, but it sounded like it was very much like other things that have happened as far as things dropping from the sky. And it's similar to angel hair that is, known to be present at a lot of UFO cases. And it was amazing how the fact, I truly believe you're right. I think it was a UFO.
Yep.
And yet when you get to the sighting and everything, it was pouring rain and then it stopped raining and everybody was dry. So there was something very mystical and magical happening there. And, was it the Blessed Mother? Was it, an egregore that everybody expected to see the Blessed Mother, and so that's what they manifested. I don't know. I think in cases like this, the element of an egregore has to be considered as well.
In 1915, a case I had never heard about before until I saw your book, in Turkey, a regiment of British Army members, 800 men, simply disappeared. Where did they go?
Well, now there was a fog. There was a strange fog, and they were attempting to take a hill at Suvia Bay near Gallipoli. There were 22 witnesses. The regiment of over 800 men marched into a strange fog of clouds hovering over the hill, and they were never seen again. And, the British thought that they had been taken prisoner, and the Turks just denied any knowledge of the existence at all, and no sign of the regiment has ever been found. 800 men. I mean,
I know we're not talking about a handful of guys that disappear. 800. My God.
I want to know who the 22 were that didn't go.
The smart ones.
Yeah, obviously.
What's your best guess on that one, Barbara? What a story.
I think the fog opened a portal to another dimension, and they marched into another dimension.
Now, that's interesting. Like they walked through a portal or something?
Yeah, I think it was a portal.
And they could never find their way back?
Well, I think they walked into another dimension that had a physical reality similar to ours. They probably were... I think they went into a dimension that was very similar to the Earth plane right now, almost like on another timeline, almost. And I think that's what happened. I don't think they were taken into a ship and whisked off someplace. I think they became interdimensional.
The late Jim Mars talks about the 1897 Aurora, Texas UFO crash. That was a fascinating one.
Well, the part of it that I loved so much was the fact that when the ship crashed, I hope we're talking about the same one.
I'm sure we are.
When the ship crashed and burned, the people in the town went out to check it out, and they found one body, and it was a very small person. And they took care of him. They collected him, and they put him in a coffin, and they buried him, and they had a funeral. And our report comes from a newspaper article of a woman who was a teenager at the time. She didn't see the crash. Her mother didn't let her see the crash, but her mother let her go to the funeral for the pilot. And I was so touched by that it was amazing. And then many, many years later, the government, she was then, she was a 90-year-old woman in 73, and the government wanted to exhume the body, and the townspeople would not release the location of it because they wanted him to rest in peace.
Wow. I wonder where it is right now. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's still there. I don't think they'll let anybody touch it. They, you know, the people have been very protective of it for this long. I can't see them giving up the location.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.